there are two scriptures I'll read today. We are supposed to pray, but part of what we are going to pray about, I'll teach on it a bit. It's called the practice of thanksgiving, or the spirit of thanksgiving. Open to the book of Jonah. I hold it there and quickly flip over to Psalm 103. The book of Psalms 103. We'll come back to Jonah just while I'm reading this one first, because Jonah will take me much longer to read and many more things to explain. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. That's verse 2. What are the benefits? The Bible says, he pardons all your diseases. David was speaking. Who heals all your diseases? That's verse 3. Then verse 4 says, who redeems your life from the pit or from destruction? Who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion? Who satisfies your ears or your mouth? Alternative translation says, with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Now let's go over that again. It said you are to bless the Lord at all times. All right, he said, don't forget any of his benefits. And these are the benefits. Number one, he pardons all your iniquities. Number two, he heals all your diseases. Number four, the Bible says that he redeems your life from destruction and crowns you, five, with loving kindness and compassion. And he satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like that of the eagle. Now, just bear that one in mind, and quickly let's come over to our book of Jonah, chapter 2. But before we read that chapter 2, I want you to recall to mind the story in chapter 1. The Lord spoke to Jonah, and he disobeyed the word of God. And the reason why he disobeyed, we will not discuss it now, but it's because he was afraid of the loving kindness of the Lord, which oftentimes make him look like a false prophet, in which he will announce that something terrible is going to happen, and then the people will repent, and God will not punish them as he had threatened, and then it will appear as if Jonah was a false prophet. Therefore, when God told him to go to Nineveh and go and cry against the city, he refused and decided to go to Tarshish. On the way to Tarshish, the storm came against the boat, the ship that he was in, and the people were wondering, why is this happening to us? And he said to them, this kind of person, I came from here. When they asked him, I'm a prophet, I'm running away from the presence of God. So the people said, all right, let's try and save your life. They rowed hard, trying to make the ship come down to the shore. But the more they did, the harder the storm blew against them. After that, they agreed with the suggestion of Jonah. And what's the suggestion of Jonah? Pick me up and throw me into the sea. That's what he told them. But when the thing wouldn't come down, that was when they finally agreed with that suggestion. And then in verse 15, the Bible says that, so they picked up Jonah, that's chapter 1, threw him into the sea, and the sea stopped its raging. Then the men feared the Lord greatly, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows. Now, my message starts from verse 17. And the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the stomach of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. My message to you today actually is from it's what happened between verse 15, discountenancing verse 16, what happened between verse 15 and verse 17 in the life of Jonah. Let me read verse 15 again. They picked up Jonah and threw him into the sea. Then in verse 17, the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the stomach of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. Like I said, what happened between when they threw him in and when the fish swallowed him? Let's now read Jonah's account of what happened. I said we're talking about the spirit of thanksgiving, so we're going to just give God thanks today. That's the prayer we're going to pray. Now, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the stomach of the fish. That's verse 2, chapter 2. And he said, I called out. Now, please notice what he said. Let me start it again, because I need to correct what a lot of us used to think, all right, including me. The Bible says that Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the stomach of the fish, all right? And he said, what did he say? Please, everybody read the first three words. The first three words. Okay. All right, if your own Bible started with I, read the first three words. Say it loud. Right. He said, I cried out. My Bible, New American Standard, says, I called out. All right? He said, I called out of my distress to the Lord. The rest of you are going to read, in my distress, I cried out to the Lord. That's the same thing. But what I wanted to bring out from there is the fact he said what? I called or cried or prayed. That this was what? Past tense. It was not what he did in the belly of the fish. Is it clear? Or do you think I'm joking? It was not in the belly of the fish he prayed. In the belly of the fish, he said, I prayed. Are you getting what I'm saying? Let's continue reading. I called out of my distress to the Lord, and he answered me. I cried for help from the depths of Sheol. That's what my Bible says, or the depth of hell, or the depth of the earth. Some different Bibles use different expressions. Thou didst hear my voice. Listen, let me say it again. By the time Jonah was praying here, all right, he was describing what happened before now. Are you following what I'm saying? Let's go on. He said, for thou hadst cast me into the deep, that is, into the heart of the seas. That is, God had arranged events so that Jonah, when the Bible uses the word deep, talking about the ocean, God had arranged events and Jonah was thrown into the deep and into the heart of the seas. And the current, that is, the waves of water engulfed me. Are you getting the point? All thy breakers and billows passed over me. Talking about the waves of the water. So I said, I have been expelled from thy sight. Nevertheless, I will look again toward thy holy temple. Notice verse 5. Water encompassed me to the point of death. The great deep engulfed me. Weeds were wrapped around my head. I descended to the root of the mountains. That is, I went to the bottom of the ocean. That's what he said. Are you getting the point? The earth with its bars were around me forever. He said, but thou hast brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God. While I was fainting away, I remembered the Lord. Now notice, as I was drowning, let me put my own words there. While I was drowning, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came to thee while I was drowning. Are you seeing that? And my prayer came into thy holy temple. He now said, those who regard vain idols forsake their faithfulness. But I will sacrifice to thee with the voice of thanksgiving. That which I have vowed, I will pay. Salvation is from the Lord. Now, when he said this, verse 10, what happened next? Then the Lord commanded the fish, and he vomited Jonah onto the dry land. I'm sure you've gotten my message. Let me summarize it. Jonah, in this chapter 2 that we read, was describing a prayer he prayed before he entered into the belly of the fish. When he did pray the prayer, between verses 15 and 17, I said, discountenance 16. 16 was describing what happened to the other men. The life of Jonah was verse 15 and verse 17. What happened between verse 15 and verse 17 was that Jonah was thrown into the bottom, into the sea, and he began to descend to the bottom of the ocean. And he began to drown. And while he was drowning, he cried out to God. All right? Are you getting my point? His prayer was made while the man was going down. By the time the fish swallowed him, see, he made no request anymore. What did he begin to do? He began to give thanks. If you see, the whole of this was describing the faithfulness of God. Are you seeing what I'm saying? Or you thought he prayed in the belly of the fish? Or you thought that the fish swallowed him before he prayed? No. Listen to me. Jonah was going to die. God wasn't playing jokes with Jonah. Go to Nineveh, he did not go. He was going to Tarshish. God took him and drowned him. While the man was drowning, he cried for help. You understand? He said, with which voice did he cry? Whatever voice that was possible from the midst of the ocean. All right? But of course, his heart cried out to God. And he vowed that, God, if you will deliver me, listen to this, I will serve you, I will go anywhere. Because he said, the vow that I made, please listen very closely. But I will sacrifice to thee with the voice of thanksgiving. That which I have vowed, I will pay. I believe, you know, God is not looking for cow and sheep and goat. What he's looking for is what? Obedience. He said, to obey is better than to sacrifice. Are you getting my point? This is what I believe. That the man cried out from with the bottom of destruction and said, God, please, help me. If you save me, I swear I am going to Nineveh. I will go to Nineveh and go and preach. He cried to God for help while he was drowning. In the few minutes that he was inside the waters, all right, he will bubble come up, then go down to the bottom. The guy said, man, I'm dead. Then he remembered to cry out, and in answer to the prayer, God commanded a fish to go and swallow him. Listen to what I'm trying to say. He was not yet out. For 3 days and three nights, where was he? In the belly of the fish, but he was already full of thanksgiving. Some of you are still looking bemused, like, Pastor, are you serious about this? Read this now. When he entered the fish, he said, I cried. While the weeds were about me, I cried. While I was descending to the bottom of the mountain, I cried. That was when he prayed. He didn't pray that prayer in the belly of the fish. Now, this is what I'm bringing out. What did he do in the belly of the fish? He began to extol the Lord. He began to magnify God. Say, I was about to die. Now, he wasn't out yet. Now, this is the interesting part. But at least he was not, I'm not sure he knew where he was. One thing he knew was that he was no longer in water. One thing he knew was that he now had air about him. One thing he knew was that he was no longer dead. Even though he was not yet out of the midst of the, even though he was not fully out yet from his troubles, the man began to give God thanks. And he continued to thank God. Now this is what I believe. And in response to his gratitude, God now commanded the fish to go and release him into, in quote, prosperity. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That is, it appears as if God takes life in stages. You were about to die, but you didn't die because you cried. You are not fully recovered yet. That's what I'm explaining. That's why David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and don't forget any of his benefits. Let me tell you something. Bless the Lord, O my soul, David said, don't forget any of his benefits. I always say something. That if something will come to you naturally, God usually doesn't command about it. Are you following what I'm saying? What he commands about are those things that don't come to you naturally. If it was normal, do you understand? Like I always say, David will say, my enemy don't rejoice over me even though I fall down, for I shall rise again. I say, only a man who is down says that kind of thing. No, think about it. If you are standing, will you go and say, my enemies don't rejoice me even though I'm down? I'm not down. Why should I tell you not to rejoice over me? It is because I'm down that I'm warning you that think you are standing. Don't rejoice over me. I may be down now. I shall soon get up. Are you following the point I'm making? What I'm saying, is it clear to you? That is, I cannot be singing that kind of song. But when David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. That is, I'm in a situation where it is likely I will forget his benefits. One of those situations is when what I am reaching out for has not yet reached my hand. Therefore, the tendency is to grumble and to do what? To complain. I told the story of Jonah to let you see the stages of deliverance of God. Jonah was going down, he was drowning. While he was drowning was when he prayed. That prayer was not in the belly of the fish. What you have recorded was the account of what he did. He said, while he was in the belly of the fish, he said, I prayed to God. I called out to God. Are you getting my point? It was in response to the call that God sent the fish to go and deliver him. But he was not yet fully delivered. But the man for 3 days and three nights was spending time in thanksgiving. There's a story I tell all the time. Many years ago, it was immediately after my youth service. It was 1993. I wasn't working there yet in Lagos. A friend of mine came. He had an old rickety car. 1993 was not a time that very many people had cars. So old and rickety, it was a car. He bought it with money. We're by age, same age, classmates, and all of that. But he studied a 4-year course, did very well, and I was working on all those financial institutions, paid a lot of money. But because I studied medicine, after spending 6 years in school, you spend a year of house job, you now go for NYC. So you see, This was 8 years after we entered school. You understand what I'm saying? All right? 8 years after. End of ATSF. So, I was just finishing NYSC. He had worked for, because it's only 5 years, that's 4 years for NYSC. So, 3 years he had been working. So, he had some good things of life. We entered an apartment, you see, a small room, but there's a TV. Oh, God, I wish you would understand what 1993 was. Television, how many people had them video waiting? He had them, and he had a small rickety car. And he came to pick me one evening. Say, let's go out now. Say, all right. I've forgotten where we went that evening. And on the way, I still remember we were climbing the Antony Bridge. He came to pick me from our Station Avenue. That was in, Lukpeju in Lagos. So we had to go around, go and take the bridge. And he was talking about this country. I remember how our fathers, that is their generation, they finished this country. And there's nothing left for we young people. In fact, this country is dead. In fact, there's nothing good in this country. In fact, and it kept on going on. And in fact, this was 94, yes, because I remember I came after service, end of 93 was when I finished. This was 94. It kept on going on and on and on and on and on and on. I remember so well. It was a moonlit night. The moon was already out. I stuck my head out of his car, not my car. I stuck my head out and I said, thank you, Jesus, because life is beautiful. I didn't have a car. Thank you, Jesus, because life is beautiful. I didn't even have an apartment I could call my own. I thank you, Jesus, because life is beautiful. Oh, thank you because you have blessed me. Thank you because your word is so rich towards me. I was just thinking, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I literally stuck my head out so that I could get fresh air from all the pollution of complaining and grumblings that was inside the compartment of the car. And so that he wouldn't hear me speaking against his grumbling. I hope you are getting what I'm trying to explain there. That's what Thanksgiving is. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. It's so easy to forget. The number one reason why we forget is because the one that we want, we have not reached. The one that we want, we have not yet attained. Therefore, it is so easy to forget the one that we have already. Let's go back to Jonah. Jonah wanted to be on dry land, but he was in the pit of darkness. I hope you understand that. He would have loved to be seeing the sun, but he was in darkness. He would have loved to be in dry land, but the Bible says it's fish. So the place was not dry. He could not see. You know, he couldn't see anything. He was just there. He couldn't go forward. He couldn't go backward. He was just lounging away. But one thing Jonah did continually was to thank God for the fact that he delivered him out of instant death. The man was drowning. And God pulled him. At least now I'm no longer drowning. I may not have everything I want, but at least I'm not drowning. I may not be on the dry ground that I would have loved to be on, but I'm not drowning. I may not be able to see the sun like I would have loved to see it, but I'm not drowning. And he began to magnify God. He said, those that regard vain idols, they forsake their own faithfulness. This is a man who God has done, in quotes, nothing for yet. And he's thanking God. He said, thank God I didn't go after other idols. So, yet the man was still in darkness. You know what he was saying? At least now, I'm not drowning. Are you getting what I mean? Thanksgiving. So David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. If you see, he took some basic things of life, which he took for granted that everybody can thank God for. Why don't we give God thanks? Because we always focus on that which I don't have already. You know, one of the accursed words of life is my mates have. You know what I mean? All my mates have done this. All my mates are doing this. Father, I thank you. Now, I'm not preaching now. I'm thanking you as Banky, you know, that boy, your son, your servant. I'm thanking you for delivering me from my mates' have. I remember those days when I was in Lagos. Our salary in a month, at the end of the month, as medical doctors, without a residency, was about 5,000 naira a month. And that time it was changing for about then dollar just come up to about 70 naira or so, 70 something naira, less than 100. So calculate 5,000 naira at about that amount. It was changing for about $60 or so. Is that okay? Yes, a little more than $60. And one of my colleagues said, I remember, one lady, her first name is Sifoma, and she was just grumbling. It's annoying. Can you imagine? $60, a whole doctor, in a whole month. I said, listen, I don't earn $60. I earn 5,000 naira. There is a world of difference between $60 and 5,000 naira. Hear it now. I said, on my so-called $60 a month, I eat. On my so-called $60 a month, I wear clothes. They may not be the kind of clothes I would like to wear, but at least I was not naked. On my $60 a month, I will see somebody going maybe to campus. Give this to that my friend when you get there. Tell him bank, he said you should dash him 200 naira. And that was my $60 a month. On my $60 a month, I bought my father presents. On my $60 a month, I bought presents of my younger ones. On my $60 a month, I sent offerings to ministries. So I told the lady that day, I am not earning $60 a month. I said, if I want somebody to wash my clothes, I can pay from this $5,000. 5,000 naira. Listen, I look like a crazy person. You know, those of you who listen to me on Saturdays, you should be trying to, please, after message, come and teach me what I taught you, because some of them I don't hear. It sounds funny. I had to edit a lot of messages myself these last few days. And the interesting part, I was blessed. Now, why am I referring to that? I heard something that I said. I didn't even know I said it. I can't remember saying it until I heard that. I said that, listen, that don't think that things change. That people will say that I was very wise. Are you getting my point? Talking naturally, because maybe they saw me position myself somewhere and there prosperity came. Said, this guy was smart. He knew prosperity was coming. I said, no. It was because I stood there and pronounced the word of God that prosperity came. That if I had gone somewhere else, all right, prosperity and somebody without my faith has stood in that place, prosperity would not have come there. I'm coming out to something here. That is, our thanksgiving is the reason I'm going to explain something. You know, a lot of things in the scripture, we think they just happen. Whether, like we say, whether or weren't, you know. You know, up till a few nights ago, when I woke up during the night to study, and I read this book of Jonah, I thought that God had prepared the fish, saying, Jonah will catch you. I thought that the fish had to vomit up Jonah, naturally. We just thought it was planned as to grab him. Hear it tonight, all right? God was not planning to rescue Jonah. He was planning to kill him. Let me say it to you again. The fish was not, he wasn't waiting to rescue Jonah. Jonah departed from where he was commanded to go and he was walking straight into the hands of death. Hear it again. Jonah was on his way to destruction. He was going to die. Oh, I wish you get the point. Do you know, one day, God, after he commissioned Moses, God took his sword and said, go and kill Moses. You know that? God was going to kill Moses. We think that he knew that Moses... No, listen. The fact is that God has killed many people like that he sent. Let me say it to you again. There are many people that God sent like that, then he went and killed them. I have read enough, and I've observed enough, and I've read the scriptures enough also, and I've understood enough principles of God to know he does that regularly. That's why you see one hot man of God, anointed. Then suddenly he dies. Bam! It's not the witches he cast out. It's the God that sent him that killed him. I don't have time to discuss the reasons why today. Be around on Saturday. I will teach you about the hundredfold blessing. God anointed you doesn't mean that he thinks you are special. He anointed you, you misbehave. He will John the Baptist your head. You'll be surprised. What am I going to explain? Let's just, by the way, to just get a principle out here. God anointed Moses, sent Moses out, and then met him on the way,
Isaiah, give me the sword, let me behead this guy. Why? Because he had refused to circumcise his son. And that, in fact, do you know he would have survived except that he took the commission of God upon him. And the commission of God does not allow you to go out under his anointing without being a part of that covenant to go and redeem the covenant people. So as to solve the whole problem, let's kill Moses. We'll find somebody else. Then the Holy Spirit, who has always been present, quickly jabbed Zipporah. Come on! Your husband is about to die. The woman died for the knife and circumcised the boy. And God put his sword back in his sheath and said, I'll see you later. Next time he saw him, he said, hey, so you shall tell Pharaoh. He said, look at you. You think I remember? I forgot it. He wanted to kill me just now. That's how God is. If you don't understand God, he will confuse you. I told you that's why he's called the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Because you look at him from one corner, he's tall. From that corner, he's short. Look at him from this corner, he's fair. From that corner, he's dark. He said, what's going on here? He said, look, that my fair complexion was the kind of light I was emitting at that time. Now I'm sucking in light from everywhere. I've become a blackbody. I'm not explaining something about God. So you see, he wasn't planning to let's tickle Jonah small. No, Jonah was a dead man. If Jonah, let me say it again. Many prophets drowned. You didn't read about them. The only reason why you read about Jonah is because he did not drown. That's why I want to preach that hundredfold blessing. Please don't drown. Don't drown. You know, Paul said something. He said, who was it that perished in the wilderness? Was it not the same people he preached to? Was it not the same people he delivered from Egypt? No, that was Paul's warning. Who were the people that he himself now killed in the wilderness? He said, the same people. He said, listen. That's why he said, we have to draw near to the throne of grace. Because he said, it's so vital. You know how he started it? He said, you have to be careful that the word preached is mixed with faith in your heart. Because those who heard it, because of disobedience, that same word killed them. What am I trying to explain? Don't think it was just automatic. Jonah would not have died. No. Many Jonahs have died, which you and I never read about. And why am I going to preach on Saturday? The hundredfold blessing. I don't want you to die also. No, I do not want you to die. There's a word that has gone forth. It makes demands. Obedience to the demands of that word is what preserves the life of people. And one thing about God is that you will see where things begin to go wrong. Quickly, like Jonah, dive into repentance. Jonah immediately prayed, begged for mercy. Are you getting my point? Repented and vowed to follow God wherever God will send him. And that was when my message was going. That was when the Lord now commanded the fish to go and swallow that disobedient prophet. And then, after the fish swallowed him, Baba God was waiting to hear the guy grumble. That's the next point I was coming to. Without that thanksgiving, I am persuaded, Jonah will have rotted away in the stomach of that fish. The 3 days were very vital for his reconstruction of his brain. And in all that time, what was he full of? Thanksgiving. See what he was doing? I was almost dead. Father, I thank you. I was in the pit of hell, I thank you. I was being destroyed, I thank you. All the weeds of life were around my head, thank you, you delivered me. And the man shouting, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, did not have anything. And what am I preaching today? If he did not shout the thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, for those 3 days and three nights, every time he will rise up, it's with gratitude. If he didn't, the fish would not have swallowed him. After a while, the fish will start digesting him. What's my message for today? The spirit of thanksgiving. Even though you have not reached where you will have loved to be. I hope you noticed that in the reference from Jonah. Even though you have not yet come out onto dry land, God said, start giving me thanks for the rescue I rescued you when you were about to hit the bottom of the sea. When you were about to drown, having swallowed all the planktons in the Atlantic Ocean. When you were about to drown, I rescued you because you cried out. Yes, you are not yet where you thought you would get to. But the thing that will launch you out from here onto dry land, all right, is that spirit of thanksgiving. That's all the message I came to preach this evening.
I hope you get my point. So those days, people say, country is hard. I told you, I'm not lying to you when I tell you what I used to say. I said, life is good. That was my answer all the time to those who would talk to me. How are you doing? Life is good. And you know, sometimes, whichever way God did it, I did not even feel as if I was in lack. You know the interesting part? All I used to do is, maybe, I will stand on the road as an example. Let's use material things to illustrate. In fact, you know me, I have never, God helped me long ago. I don't know how to deceive myself in some things. I remember, let me tell you this, will make you laugh one day. I was driving an old Toyota Corolla, not my own, my cousin's own. And we wanted to buy medicine from one store. And there was a build-up of traffic. You know the way it is, if you don't understand it. The side coming opposite us, all right? There was no traffic because the obstruction was in front. We were in the long traffic on one side of the road. And the shop we're going to was just on that left side. So my cousin, why don't you just quickly run down and turn into off? You were not trying to beat that junction. We're not trying to scatter the road. We just wanted to go off into where we're going to buy stuff. As soon as I came out, all right, as I going down, the traffic off from freed a bit. And the first car to show up was a new model S280. You know, the same body as the beast. And the car came up, and the driver thought I was being a smart aleck, you know? So he drove up, nosed up to me like this. And, the guy stopped there, and I looked at the car. Me too, I stopped. Leak mouth. I was inside one old Toyota Corolla. This was a virtually brand new S280. Mercedes-Benz. So because it was waiting for me to move, so I quickly, I went off further off the road on the other side. And so my cousin said, turn here so that he will know it's not because of him we turned. I wanted to turn before. I looked at my, well, more like an auntie to me, actually. She's my cousin, literally. I turned to her and said, auntie, are you telling me that that man is not big enough to leave the road for? I said, we left the road for him, and I'm not ashamed of it. I hailed, look, just like, you know, he was driving up. I wanted to hail the guy. But back, that's a godly way to get around. I used to say, if Abraham was alive today, that's the kind of car he would drive. What do you mean? Now I knew how to admire good things. I remember one day I saw an S600 in the evening. I came to see a patient in my hospital. And the driver was in the car, left the light on. The car was white. And it was early evening. It wasn't very dark yet. So the white was obvious around the surrounding darkness. Hey! I remember I walked around it. Now, you know the interesting part? This is me. I enjoyed those things, but I didn't have one. And all I used to tell myself is, it's a matter of time. And I look at like, I'm telling you. It didn't cross my mind that I was suffering. You couldn't persuade me to do iniquity because of that. Never. It was after I read my scripture now. Behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. So I used to look at this and say, yes, we'll drive you, we'll be tired. Believe me, I was full of thanksgiving. Ate every food I had with celebration. And you know, I think I've always had the spirit of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. People always thought I was rich. No matter what I wear, you think this guy is rich. No matter what. If I eat bad food, I will add weight and be shining. I'm telling you. No, I think it was gladness in the soul. Alright, there are a lot of people who are rich. It's in the Bible. A man has plenty of money, but you know, he's unhappy. There's strife all around him. So he's boring holes in his stomach. With the little we had that time, he was rejoicing. And believe me, I'm not lying to you, but there was no way I used to preach once in a rare way, not often. There was no way I went to preach that people did not rejoice at my coming. And it's not today as I preach in church where there are plenty of old people. I remember one redeemed church I went to in Lagos. They were doing a youth program, but the youth pastor, the preachers and the youth people were supposed to bring the preacher for the Sunday. Not now that I wear suit and wear tie and look rich. That time I wore a monkey jacket, you know, like a waistcoat with my flowing trouser, which my wife banned out of my life as soon as I married. The trousers were too big. And I stood on their pulpit with the rejoicing in my heart. I preached the same message I'm preaching today. I preached that particular, I think that was around 1996. The whole church scattered. One man, when the company Lagos came to see me, shook my hand very well, gave me his card that, why can he see me later to come and preach to his staff and all of that? The pastor wasn't around. He came back. He said, I've heard what happened. This is the tape. He showed me the tape, put it in his pocket, that he's going home to go and listen to it. After that, I take my bus and go back home. I'm serious. After that, thank you very much. Whatever it is, I can cross the road. I don't know whether those guys came to drop me that day. If they didn't, I just cross the road. Taxi, I decrease. Who won't pay for the taxi? But those days, before I started working, my dad, my auntie, was only about to give me money for taxi. I said, auntie, thank you very much. Here's my money. Yes, I put it in the pocket. Take a bus from one bus to the other. I mean, taxi or 16 naira then. By the time I joined the 10 naira bus, the balance 50 bucks now your own. Can buy a very godly book. Some of the books I read that time, they were 18 naira, 15 naira. As God is my witness. People say, when I say the country is bad, now I laugh. I say, you were not around when the country was bad, though. You were not around. But in the midst of it, brethren, I always rejoiced. God is my witness. I always rejoiced. Why? Because I was born happy? No. Because I used to listen to Bishop David Oyedepo. I used to listen to people like Derek Prince. I used to listen to people like Ken Hagin. I used to listen to a lot of messages. And they allowed me to understand that material things are temporal. Are you getting my point? Whatever situation you are in life right now, they are temporal. Bishop preached a set of messages that time titled Great Days Are Here. There was one song that was very well loved in Winner's Chapel then. They say, it goes like this, colorful and it's bright. I must get there. My future is bright. I must get there. People were telling me things. I say, hey, wait, if I do this, I might just die before that future that is bright. Please excuse me. I'm okay like this. Leave me. He says, save 500 naira out of this money. In 10, 20 years' time, we'll give you 200,000. Ah! I say, you want to give me 200,000 when it will be protected change? No, I want to take a whole tithe of my income. I said, no, I know they do. I know they do. I hope you're getting what I'm explaining. No, I made my decisions. I knew that tomorrow is great. But what am I preaching today? That heart of thanksgiving. We may not have been where we wanted to be then. And we have not even reached there today. But one thing I thank God for all the time. The path of the just is like the light of dawn. It shines brighter and brighter. My life is shining brighter. About a day or two ago, we just moved to a new house. My wife was telling me that, hey, this house, my husband, let's think about it too. It's expensive, though. Yeah, I said, sweetheart, we pay. It is a season to pay expensive money for a very comfortable and expensive house. What do you want us to do? I said, we will pay. And I said, for your information, look at me again. I've told you several times. Am I not getting richer? No, believe me. In Jesus' name, I'm getting richer. I'm not speaking according to what my eyes can see. Like I told you, I've been saying this thing. I started saying these things around 1993 was when I finished service as I started Thanksgiving. This bold declaration, 94. Yes. 94, forget it. I knew that I would never, ever, ever in my life be average. Even though we're not where we wanted to be, but there was plenty reason to thank God. Plenty. 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 I know people complain sometimes. Country is that. I say, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. I think it's where you're focused. One day a friend of mine told me that he wanted to travel abroad. And I looked at him. I said, you know what your problem is? He said, what? I said, you're not satisfied. You're not content. I said, contentment is your problem. If you get to America, you still will not be satisfied. Problems of life are not as great as we make them look. But like I said, let's not forget. Whatever we make them look like is not the issue. If we do like Jonah, once God brought us out from that place where we're about to die and set us somewhere where we did not die, that's a sign that we are going somewhere. I believe, being a prophet, maybe Jonah understood, all right? That is how God does things. That I didn't die, I moved up away from death. It must be because I'm on my way up out of this pit entirely. So the man began to give thanks, and I'm persuaded. If this man did not do that, the fish would have digested him. He would not have vomited him up. The Bible said that God commanded the fish and he vomited. I hope you know the fish did not hear commandment. Do you get my point? You know what happened? He began to have indigestion. And that was what made him vomit. And that's what the Bible calls. Because you see, Jonah said God threw him into the pit, into the waters. And it was human beings that threw him in.
So when God commanded the fish to throw up Jonah, the fish didn't hear, "Thou my fish, fish my servant, thou shalt vomit my human servant." No. It's just that all the thanksgiving of Jonah gave the fish bloated stomach, and the fish had to vomit somewhere. What am I saying? If Jonah had not gone that way, and the opposite had happened, the fish would not have indigestion, but would have had good digestion, and would have digested Jonah, and Jonah would have gone the other way. Are you getting my point? What was the key with which Jonah gave the fish indigestion? Gratitude for where God had brought him up to. And David said, "There is enough." He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and don't forget any of his benefits." Like I said, I want to teach slightly today, and I want us to give the Lord thanks. And that's the prayer we are praying. It's even good. It's our last prayer meeting for the year. All right, apart from maybe the one we'll have, a part of our meetings on Saturday, and then the following week, Sunday. All right? But this is essentially our last prayer meeting for the year. And I think it's a good time to just give the Lord thanks. I hope you've learned something this evening. All right, if you have, let's just rise to our feet and begin to give the Lord thanks. I'm going to leave you to do plenty of that. We should be there on that for a few minutes, 15, 20 minutes maximum. But today we want to do the thanksgiving of Jonah. You understand what that means? That is, yes, you are not where you want to be now, but you are about to irritate the circumstances of life that God has used to shield you. Yet, yes, you don't have as much as you would have loved to have, but it appears like this business, this investment, this ministry, this career is shielding you. And you know it happens like that. It's like this career is the reason why I can't do what I really want to do. Do you understand? Yeah, that's the fish that has swallowed you. But remember, it gave you money you ate. It gave you money you paid rent. That's it did not allow you to drown. Are you getting my point? Uh-huh. That's the fish. And you're about to irritate it. So that through that method, all right, through that situation in life, God will open a door and launch you out into another level. But how do you do that? How do you irritate the stomach of that fish? It is through thanksgiving, recognizing that I could have been worse than I am right now. Indeed, I was. And then I pray to God. Yes, I didn't have any money. And I asked God, give me breakthrough, give me breakthrough. And he gave me a job that I earn only a few thousands of naira a month. But it has been paying my bills. It has been feeding me. I may not have plenty of money, but at least I have something. Listen to me. That was in response to the prayer you prayed for deliverance. And if you give God enough thanks, then you're about to irritate that level and let it throw you up onto another level. Are you getting my point? So let's begin to give the Lord thanks. So just begin to say, "Father, I thank you for where I was yesterday." You know where you were. Just thank him. You know the situation of your life. You know the situation of your finances. You know the situation of your moral life. You know the situation of your academic life. You know the situation of your career. You know that situation where you were, family, whatever. Yes, you are not where you would have loved to be, where you believed God for. But at least he has pulled you out from one thing. He has pulled you out from one thing. And that is a sign to you that he's taking you up somewhere. So begin to give him thanks. Say, "Father, we thank you. I thank you. Thank you for my life. Thank him. Lord, I thank you for my father. I thank you." Yes, it's not what I wanted a father to be, but hey, come on. Give me money. I went to school. Pays for the house bills. I have a place to stay. Father, I thank you for him. I thank you for my mother. I thank you for my brothers. Thank you for my boss. Thank you for my sisters. I thank you for my bad car. That's not what I really would love it to be, but it gets me around. I thank you for my clothes. I would have loved to wear a man's suit, but I'm not naked right now. Thank you because I could have been naked. There was a time I did not have a second shirt. Lord, I thank you because now at least I have a few of them. You clothed me more than I ever was clothed before in my adult life. Lord, I thank you. Just give him thanks for that. That's what you need to do. Say, "Father, I thank you." Oh, and like I say, it's not just today we are thanking God. We are thanking him all the time. We are beginning today to learn to thank him continually. It's as we give the Lord thanks that he brings us out, all right? It continues the journey of deliverance. That's more like it. It continues the journey of deliverance. Yes, that fish may have swallowed you for now, but believe me, it is just shielding you until the time when you will have been well corrected, and then you will have irritated its stomach with your thanksgiving, and it will vomit you out onto the land. Just give the Lord thanks. Thank him for your health.
It's not exactly what you want it to be now, but at least you're not dead. And you're better than what you were like last year. You're getting better. That's a sign that he is about to restore you fully to perfect health. So thank him for it because of the sacrifice of Jesus. David said he forgave all your iniquities. Oh God. I was reading a book, Acquire Life, today, By Faith Acquire Life. I said, my God, this is what I wrote in this book. That the forgiveness of sin is not just about God doesn't have a memory of it anymore. It is that the consequences have been washed away. So, Lord, I thank you for the forgiveness of sin. Lord, I thank you for the forgiveness of sin. Somebody lied to you that the reason why you have not gone far in life is because you were not born of very educated or rich parents or the part of the country. You grew up in a village. Come on, that was then. That was a pit. All right, but now you have left the village. At least you are here somewhere listening to the word of God and you are able to understand the English with which I am preaching. That's a sign to you that you can become anything. You give the Lord thanks for where he has brought you to up to till now. He's bringing you up to a greater level. If you would just irritate this current situation with a thanksgiving directed unto the Lord. Just worship and thank him. Say, who redeems your life from the pit? Bless the Lord, O my soul. That was the pit that Jonah was in. That David said, God redeemed your life from. What have you been called to? I said on Saturday, God has called you to worship. And I said, thanksgiving is a vital form of worship. Acknowledging what he has done. Yes, I was down, but now I'm not down anymore. I may not be up to where I want to be, but at least I'm sitting now. Yes, I'm up and sitting. Say, Lord, I thank you. In the name of Jesus, I worship. I want to just give the Lord thanks. I give you some more minutes. Your own words. Remember the things that he has done. Say, Lord, thank you for bringing me to the end of this year. For feeding me with your word this whole year. Thank you for Kingdom World Ministries. Thank you for the word that you have brought to me on this, from this platform. Thank you because my mind is not the same as it used to be. Thank you for all the books I've read, the various ministers I've encountered. Thank you for the books, for the words that you've contained, you put in those materials. Oh Lord, I thank you. Yes, I may not be as successful materially as I would love to be, but I'm not as ignorant as I used to be. I may not have all the money that I would love to have, but at least I'm not as covetous as I used to be. Now, covetousness is not part of my soul. I'm moving towards great levels. I may not have built a great enterprise like I would love to have built, but now I have understanding that it is possible. Thank you because of the word that you have sent to me. Jesus said, the blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk, the dead are raised, there, but the poor, they have the gospel preached to them. Lord, I may not be rich yet, but I have the gospel. I am actually rich indeed. I'm just saying it may not be manifested yet, materially, but I know that indeed I'm rich. I'm not lacking. I'm in my 3 days and three nights in the belly of the fish while some things have been accomplished. And I thank you that you did not let me die in poverty. You did not let me die, most importantly, in ignorance. Thank you for the enlightenment of my soul. You have enlightened my heart. You have enlightened my soul. Now I know I can believe for great things. Thank you for the ability to believe. Thank you for great faith is mine. Thank you because I have acquired life because of your faith that I have. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because my destiny is real. You have taught me to make the right choices to bring forth a great destiny. Lord, I thank you because I know I'm on the right path. Somebody sent me a text some days ago. He quoted somebody and said, sir, I know we are on the right path. Oh, the Lord is good. Just give the Lord thanks. You know, it will interest you. A young man, he saw our program on Omega Channel. This was in Sokoto. And he was excited. Why was he excited? He said, the moment he saw me on TV, he knew his pastor was next. And he was jumping with excitement. He's not the one that's preaching. No. He just saw me on TV. He said, I know my pastor is next. That's his pastor over there. He was rejoiced. So thank God that, look, Father, this year you have shown me possibilities. But that's the beginning. That's the beginning. Now I have the understanding of possibilities. Now I know that in reality, you can do exceedingly abundantly, far above all that I can ask or think. now I know that, because that knowledge, God needs to first persuade you. And what Satan also tries to do is to persuade you. Say, Lord, I thank you because I'm now a doubter of Satan. I can't believe him again. I doubt him absolutely. But my faith is in you. And that's one crucial step. Yes, I may still be in the belly of the fish, but I give you thanks. Because no longer am I in the belly of the ocean. I'm just in the belly of the fish. And that's the path. That's the conveyor belt for my deliverance. This job may not be much. I told you the other day that my cousin wants to work. My mother was saying that the poor boy doesn't have work yet. I said, he's not doing anything. He said, he's teaching a private school. I said, that is work. Okay? That is work. If he does it well, that's a conveyor belt out of obscurity into prominence. Say, Lord, I thank you for my fish. I may not be able to see far now, but at least I know it's carrying me somewhere. I'm about to be released onto the shore of greatness. I'm about to be released under the shore of abundance. I'm about to be released under the shore of perfect health. I'm about to be released onto the shore of good, harmonious marital life. I'm about to be released onto the shore of the full and effective ministry. Lord, I thank you. Thank you for the understanding you have given me this year. I think it's just okay. Just thank God for Kingdom World Ministry, like I said. Say thank you for you packaged these words for me. You sent this man to come and tell me something. Yes, my need brought a word because I cried out. Jonah cried out, God brought something. Say, Lord, I thank you because I cried out and you brought me something. Let's give the Lord thanks because he's so good. I want to just be again in that same spirit of thanksgiving. Begin to look at the great shore that's in front of you. Say, Lord, I know it's colorful and I will get there. No Satan can hold me back. The world can't hold me back. They will not persuade me to follow them and I will miss your destiny. Lord, I will not die. No, I won't die. I won't disobey you into death. No. Lord, you will correct me with a gentle hand, like you promised David concerning his descendants. Say, Lord, you will correct me with a gentle hand and I will be quick in repentance. You will correct me with a gentle hand and I will be quick in repentance. Say, my future is bright and I will get there. That great things are in store for me and they are mine right now. They have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And they are beginning to manifest outwardly. I am not poor, but I am rich. I am not sick, but I am healthy. Because I am alive in Christ Jesus. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I thank you because I am a victor. I thank you because I'm a victor. In Christ Jesus, I'm a victor. Thank you, Lord, because I'm a winner. Thank you, Lord, because I'm a winner. Thank you, Lord, because I'm a winner. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you thanks. For indeed you are good. And your mercies endure forever. In the name of Jesus Christ.